This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the Saturday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system with thousands of posts. Over 65,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 1,000 people interacting there on the BBS. And it's totally free. So get interactive. freetalklive.com. And know this, that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. You know, Manwich, when you go to New Hampshire, when you actually cross the border into the state of New Hampshire, this is just what from what I've told from my research, obviously I've yet to do it myself, but you actually become more free.
How's
there,
that?
There are actually less laws that apply to you in the state of New Hampshire than the rest of the 50 states. There's actually less government per capita. I think that's how you describe it. If you take a snapshot of 100 people in New Hampshire and 100 people in any other state, the amount of people out of that 100 that are government employees will be less in New Hampshire than they are in any other state.
That's good news.
Yeah, so there's less government in New Hampshire, period. And New Hampshire is also one of the states that doesn't have a smoking ban, like Los Angeles. This email from Tammy, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Hi, guys. In Los Angeles, all of the bars are smoke-free. Because
yes,
we were talking about the smoking ban here in Florida and just around the different bans around the country. Here in Florida, smoking has been banned from every single business except home-based businesses and bars that don't serve more than 15% of their their food, 15% of the money they take in as far as food service is concerned.
But most bars just get around that. You know, they must set up a deal with a pizza delivery company. That way they can have,
right,
you know, they can have food, but at the same time they have drinks. Because people want to eat sometimes at bars.
Sure.
And they want to be able to smoke if they're smokers.
Well, not in Los Angeles, because there all of the bars are smoke-free. She says, it is lame. Half of the time, the bar is empty inside, and everybody's just standing outside the front door, smoking there on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
The drinks are sitting inside unattended while everyone goes out to smoke. Says, I don't smoke, but I spend...
So you see how that endangers people? I mean, do you remember the rash of roofies, Rohypnol?
Ooh, yeah,
that was
point.
You know, that was going around? Now you got
the date rape drug.
Now all you got to do is check out the hot chick that smokes that you like.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Go
drop a couple roofies in her drink.
When she goes to smoke, you drop a roofie in her drink, and then when she comes back, you start talking to her.
Right.
As she gets a little woozy,
take
crazy, sloppy, you just kind of guide her out the door.
Not that we're trying to tell you what to do, but you're just saying that could happen.
I'm just saying that this is how the government endangers people. This is how those
but it's for their protection.
Awful freaking voters that want, oh, we want democracy. We all, 70% of us voted that smoking was bad, so it should be illegal. Well, it's my damn business. It's mine. I opened it. It was my money that opened this business. You're going to tell me whether or not I can have my employees smoke? God. You're going to tell
disgusting
me whether I can smoke in my car, too? Are you going to tell me if I can smoke in my house?
I think Connecticut is telling you that you can't smoke in your car now. I think they passed a law earlier this year. I'm not positive on that. 800-259-9231.
The nerve. The gall of these people. The absolute hubris.
If you think that, if you're a supporter of a smoking ban, we want to hear from you. We'll give you plenty of time to explain yourself as to why it is that you think the government should be able to tell businesses that they can't allow smoking.
They
800,
don't think.
Hold on,
they
800.
Just don't like smoke.
800-259-9231. I want to hear from one of them tonight, because we know you're out there. At least you're out there if you're in Florida. I don't know about Indianapolis or any of our other affiliates, but around here it was 70%. 70% of the voters voted for this stupid smoking ban.
You know, and they don't care. They're not thinking about rights, or they're not thinking about anybody else's.
No.
They're just saying, I don't like smoke. Smoking is bad. I'm voting against it.
It's disgusting. And so Tammy says, it's funny because you'll roll up to a bar and think it's really happening because there are a bunch of people outside, giving the appearance that it's so crowded that there's no more room inside. But when you go in, it's totally dead because everyone is outside smoking. So, there you go. You know, I think that the answer to this is civil disobedience. The answer to these stupid smoking bans, apparently.
Well, some restaurants, like here in where we are in the Tampa Bay area, there are some restaurants that just pay the fine. They say,
really?
Yeah, we'll serve the food. You can smoke in here. We'll just
pay the fine.
Wow, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
The fines aren't escalating. I was under the impression that after each
this is just
offense.
This is what I'm hearing. It's sort of hearsay. I don't know how to check on this.
Huh.
I mean, what I could go, I suppose I could go and interview Crazy Ted's, but you know, I don't know if
that's
I want to go to Crazy
Ted's
place. And interview them. You know, that's a good idea. Now that I've said it out loud, I think that I will do that.
You're going to check it out?
Yeah.
I appreciate that, man. 800-259-9231. So, still looking for a smoking banner to call in. Somebody that would vote yes. Somebody, maybe you haven't had the opportunity yet. Maybe you haven't had the chance to vote yes on a banning smoking referendum. But let's think, you know, think about it. If a referendum came up on the next ballot that said, in the city of blah, 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 we will be banning smoking in every business.
Well, you know, it doesn't come that way. It doesn't sound like the Empire comes in, you know, with Darth Vader is banning smoking. It's wrapped up in something nice. Mm. It's the, you know, protect the children's little pink lungs legislation.
Well, that's how they saw it down here.
Protect the employees' right to a clean workspace thing. You know what I mean?
Which we talked about that last night. You don't have a right to a clean workspace.
You don't have a right to a job.
You only have a right to what you can negotiate for.
Yeah.
If you can negotiate for a clean workspace, then you can get it.
You should have the right to do business, but you don't have the right to a job.
No doubt.
You know, if you want to go out there and side of the street and sell pencils or, you know, create your own computer repair company or whatever it is that you want to do.
Go for it.
I believe you should have the right to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that you got the right to come in my business and
dictate
terms to me.
Sure. 800-259-9231. So there you go. Want to hear from, still, anytime. If you can't call now and you want to call later, always want to hear from a smoking Nazi. 1-800-259-9231. To that, from that, we go to intolerable neighbors. Another subject from earlier this week, Ryan wants to email about it. He says, I was a caller last night who has the horseshoe-throwing, power-stealing, monkey-wrenching at all hours neighbors who are driving tenants out of my rentals here in California. While it turned out to be a fun story about ineffectual do-nothing cops, my real point was to address your attitudes about unfettered property rights. And I don't think that I really got around to that issue. Perhaps you could clarify, defend, or address it on the air, or not at all if you don't have the time. In regards to property rights, I think that absolutely you should be able to do as you please with property. He continues. He says, it was my understanding that you were advocating that once you own a piece of property that you should have the right to do with it as you wish, be it a business, a flop house, 24-hour horseshoe pit, whatever. My point was that without some restrictions being put on people's use of property, especially in populated areas, that this kind of unrestricted freedom can and ostensibly will lead to all manner of altercations and chaos. In fact, your advice to me in the end was that I should pursue some kind of revenge tactics against the property dwellers or the owners. Case in point. Well, case in point, Ryan, that's your option today. Your option today against these hell neighbors from hell that are blasting music and stealing your power and doing all kinds of other terrible things to you, your only choice today is to do something personally because, as you pointed out yourself, Ryan, the cops are going to do nothing. The cops just kind of chuckled about it and just went on their merry way.
Yeah.
So that's your option right now. How much more control do you want? How many more laws are you going to pass to get your neighbors to behave? Because obviously they're already breaking the law. They were stealing your power. That's theft. And you couldn't get anything done about it? It's because the cops don't care. So, in regards to property rights, yeah, you should be free to do whatever the hell you want to do on your own property, so long as you don't offend a deed restriction. And I think that's the key issue.
Yeah.
I think deed restrictions are the answer to all of these property rights issues. If you don't want them, don't have them. And then you're taking a risk at having bad neighbors. That's the risk you take by not having deed restrictions. Personally, I'm willing to take that risk because I like the idea of being free to do what I want on my property without having somebody tell me you can't have your truck in the driveway past 11 o'clock at night or you can't have the shrubs too high in your front yard or you can't paint your house anything other than pink. We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live. This is your show, Property Rights. Take control.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Saturday night show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Plenty of time for your calls if you make them about whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors that have sent us their pictures, and we put them up on our website. It's not just any photo either. It's one they specifically had taken for Free Talk Live. In the picture, they prove that they listen to the show, usually by holding up some sort of handmade sign that references our program, and that's good enough to get them up on the Shrine of Female Listeners. which the purpose of that is to show off Our Lady listeners.
Mm-hmm.
FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, talking about property rights and the fact that I think you should be able to do whatever you want on your property, so long as you don't violate your deed restrictions, presuming you have them. Let's talk to Pete in Missouri. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amanwich.
Yeah, hi. We're talking about the, you're mentioning being in a vehicle before, what to do in a car, and they're talking about making it illegal to smoke in cars, saying you got to buckle your seatbelt, this sort of thing, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't own your car. You think you do, but if it's a motor vehicle, you don't own it. When you register your car...
I paid for it.
Yeah, you paid for it, and then you took the true title, which was the Bill of Origin that you got when you bought a new car, and you gave it. You handed it over to the Department of Motor Vehicles.
No, I didn't. I bought that car from somebody else.
When you give the Bill of Origin over the MSO, that only happens when you buy a brand new car.
Right, and the state retains a certain interest until you file a lien action to reclaim that interest.
They won't. I checked, Pete. I talked to the Florida Department of Motor Vehicles, and they won't let you have that MSO back. They keep it for 10 years, and then they burn it.
Right,
and then it's gone.
Well, you talk to a bureaucrat. Okay, the C in bureaucrat is silent, by the way. It's bureaucrat.
Okay.
You talk to a bureaucrat, and the bureaucrat gave you the bureaucrat party line, okay? And what you need to do is file a uniform commercial code lien action to recapture the interest that the state has.
This sounds complicated, Pete. Are there some details you can post on our bulletin board system about this? Because I'd be very interested in getting my manufacturer's statement of origin back, if that's possible.
You'll never get it back. The fact that you have an outstanding lien against it means that you won't be challenged. But now it's no longer a motor vehicle, which means no plate, no license, no insurance.
So strange. You know, what you're talking about here is so over the head of even me and I think most people. But basically, let me make sure I understand what you're saying, Pete, because we've come across this idea.
Permission for your common law.
Hold on, Pete. Let me make sure I understand what you're saying here, because we've come across this before in the past, and I just want to try and boil it down to its essentials. What you're saying is when you buy a brand new vehicle, it comes with something called the manufacturer's statement of origin. And if you ask a dealership for that, you can actually get it. But usually they just send it right off to the state. Usually it's the dealership that does that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
The manufacturer's statement of origin is essentially the birth certificate for your car. And
true title.
Yeah, then what happens is they send that off to the state, and then the state sends you back a certificate of title, which is basically the state saying, okay, now we have your manufacturer's certificate of origin, and here's this little certificate of title that you can keep instead.
So what is the effective use of the state owning my car? But I don't own my car, the state does. What is that? What if
they can take it back from you?
I haven't seen them take anybody's car back.
Supposing they catch you trying to score an ounce of weed or pick up a hooker, they can take your car.
The manufacturer's statement of origin thing's been going on a lot longer than drug seizures have been legal.
Seizures
became legal in the late 80s, and they don't, by the way, take away your car for hookers, fortunately.
Depends on where you live.
What?
I'm sure there are places in this country, I've heard of it happening, where you will have your car confiscated if you're caught trying to pick up a hooker.
You know what? I hope one of our listeners calls in with or writes in with some information, because I don't believe that happens.
Okay. All right.
Haven't you heard of the writ of habeas maybeus?
What are you talking about?
There's two things that govern this country. You have the first of all, there's the law of Shishink, and then there's the writ of habeas maybeus. The law of Shishink takes its name from the sound of a slide lock on a .45 chambering that first round.
Okay.
They've got a bigger law of she-shank than we do.
Well, they have more of them, too, and more people willing to utilize their she-shanks. Very
right.
Cute, Pete.
Now,
what's the other one?
The other thing is the writ of habeas maybeus, which when the judge says maybe it's this, maybe it's that, however it is what we say it is because of the law of she-shank.
They do, in fact, say that often.
Brilliant, Pete. Thanks for the call, man. Post those details on that MSO stuff on our BBS at freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. We go to Tom in Indy, listening on WXNT. Hello, Tom. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amanwich.
Hi.
Hey.
I was just thinking out loud here, and if the mayor of San Francisco can marry gays against the law and say it's a bad law, then why can't people just go ahead and smoke in bars? It's a
why
bad law.
Why don't they?
Yeah, it's a bad law.
What? Why don't they, though?
The thing is getting enough people. Because the fact is, if you go and smoke in someone's bar, they're going to be like, hey, you can't smoke in here. And you're like, yeah, but I'm going to, because I think it's my right to be able to smoke in here.
No, it's not your right to smoke in that bar. It's only your right if the bartender
says
you
can. Where it gets difficult. You can't really civil disobey, as it were.
Unless the business owner agrees
to
it.
And then at which point you get one business owner who manages to do a civil disobedience thing where they call the press and all that other
right.
stuff. But no other business owner does it. You need a bit of a union, as it were.
You know, if one business owner did that, that'd be great publicity for them.
It would be.
I'm not a smoker, but I just don't think the government should take away everybody's rights for anything.
Yeah, I'm not a smoker either. I've never smoked a cigarette.
You know, I had a conversation with my wife about this. She had, before we met, voted on this particular smoking thing in Florida, and she voted, you know, for the smoking ban.
One of the 70%.
One of the 70%. And I explained to her, you know, look, you like scuba diving, and people could say scuba diving's dangerous. It doesn't result in anything really good. I mean, you know, you may enjoy scuba diving and everything, but people, you know, they collapse lungs.
What about the children?
You got to watch out. You never know how young. Are you not going to let kids under 16 scuba dive, are you?
Right.
What about the 12-year-old kids? And really, you shouldn't let 12-year-olds scuba dive. But,
really?
You shouldn't know. Anyhow, you just don't know when they're going to come after your thing. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if the mayor of San Francisco can say it's a bad law, then I don't see why anybody else couldn't say, hey, it's a bad law.
I agree with you. As Manwich pointed out, though, the real trick is finding people who are willing to participate in civil disobedience. They're just, you know, people just kind of shrug their shoulders and say, well, it's a nation of laws. I guess I better obey this one. But I'm with you, Tom. I think that people should disobey every law they think's a bad law. I think laws, for the most part, stink. I think there are certain things that everybody knows are wrong, and those things deserve to be punished, like rape, murder, and violence, and theft. But beyond that, I think most of the laws are a big joke.
Yeah.
Great call. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. Call us again sometime. 800-259-9231.
Wait, I'll do the caller.
I think all laws just suck.
I think we should all walk around
packing heat.
Yeah, I don't think we should all walk around packing heat, Manwich, and I could live with a few basic laws, but you have to agree with me that the laws are out of control.
I do agree that the laws are out of control.
You would agree with me also that there's no way anyone could ever know a fraction of the laws, not even 1/20th of the laws in your locality, let alone the state.
I think that's true, and I think you have to be careful because you sound like a crackpot when you say
no, I don't.
Like,
I just say what everybody else thinks, and that is the law stinks. If you think the law is the most wonderful thing on earth, we want to hear from you. Back Manwich up, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Nattokinase is a powerful enzyme that supports healthy blood flow. The enzyme is isolated from a traditional Japanese food called natto, which has been eaten in Japan for over 2,000 years for cardiovascular health. Dr. Martin Milner, MD, professor of cardiovascular and pulmonary medicine, says, "In all my years of research as a professor of cardiovascular and pulmonary medicine, nattokinase represents the most exciting new development in supporting cardiovascular health." Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, says the first patient we asked to try it had a rapid and dramatic response. Allergy Research Group uses only the gold standard nattokinase, which is the only form endorsed by Dr. Sumi, the discoverer of nattokinase, and Dr. Ralph Hollsworth, the leading nattokinase researcher in the U.S. Nattokinase can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRIMedicals.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, where anything goes from the political to the personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online. freetalklive.com. We've got archives. Last 6 days of the show are there, fully described, but you can also get the last seven months of Free Talk Live, all for free, right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. That's right. We give you 7 months worth of the show on the house. freetalklive.com. So I asked for calls to back you up, man, to back up the law, and phones are dead on that one. 800-259-9231.
Phones are dead on just about anything.
That's not true. We've had phone calls all night. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying right now.
Well, that's right. Well, of course, no one's backing me up either. I guess that's the point you're making. All right. Well, here's a great example of our laws at work. This one from the Allen American Star, an autopsy report on Mr. Edgar Vera, released on Wednesday, stated the Arlington man died from a lack of oxygen.
Ah, Edgar Vera. I knew him well.
From a lack of oxygen to the brain that resulted from a struggle with Allen police officers August 4th. Now, this man died as a result of lack of oxygen during a struggle with the cops. What was he struggling with the cops over?
To get away.
Because he was carrying a gun unlicensed, because he just murdered someone, because he just robbed a convenience store. Maybe a drug dealer.
Well, I would currently say that under our current system of police state, practically a police state, mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter. I mean, you could be jaywalking or driving without your seatbelt on, and if you don't respect the law, we're a law of a nation of laws. If you don't respect the law and give it its proper due, then you're as good as a dead man.
You are going to die, no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it that the law is certainly dangerous, but here's what it's resulted in.
Try not showing one of these malcontents in a uniform that carries a gun. Try just refusing to show them your driver's license.
Yeah, they're going to
try it.
They're going to shoot you. Or...
And if he tries to make you do it, like any other common thug making you do something,
right.
Treat him like a common thug. Forget the uniform part. Cut that out because he's just some guy in a uniform.
That's true.
That's all he is.
Who thinks he has authority.
Somebody said he has authority. Cut all that stuff out and say, hey, get away from me.
Who do you think you are, anyway?
Stop touching me.
Yeah.
And
they're going to shoot you.
Sooner or later, you're going to have a bad shape. You could
what
be
was
the piece
that earlier,
that?
The law of ka-chink? What
cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened to this this guy that got killed by the cops. The Allen Police Department had first made contact with Mr. Vera on August 4th following a suspicious person call. And according to police reports, he'd been sitting inside a car observing a house for almost 1 hour. Officers Gilmore and Rada attempted to arrest him after discovering that he had an outstanding warrant for a seatbelt violation.
Oh, my.
A seatbelt violation.
That was a good guess on my part.
They killed this man over a seatbelt violation.
We're a nation of laws, man.
Yeah. Brilliant stuff. 800-259-9231.
Hey, I got to... Oh, I'm sorry. You got what?
You got something? I got a female caller.
Good cop. Well, she comes first.
Exactly.
That's the rule. I've got a good cop email.
Oh, okay. All right. Lindsay and Indy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich, listening on WXNT. Hello, Lindsay.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fabulous.
Very good. Thank you.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to give you the justification for this smoking ban.
Do you guys have one there up in Indianapolis?
They just did like a new law, kind of like what you were talking about earlier about the restaurant and under 21. I actually live in Bloomington, and
restaurants under 21. You got to back up on.
Yeah, I don't understand. What about it?
I'm not sure the actual technicalities, like the logistics of the law, but it has something to do with serving a certain amount of food, percentage of food.
Okay, so essentially,
and something
you can...
that minors that can go into as well.
So it doesn't have to do with all businesses, or is it just restaurants?
You can still smoke in all the nightclubs here.
Okay. But restaurants you cannot smoke in Indy.
That's correct.
Okay, so now you're going to justify this.
Are you going to justify it, or are you going to tell us their justification?
I'm going to tell you their justification for it. And a justification that I think is okay. I actually live in Bloomington, which is all smoke-free, and I'm actually a smoker, and I really like the non-smoking bars. But it's public policy 101. It's having your employer provide safe working conditions for their employees, which I think that businesses have a responsibility to do, regardless of the government. And I'm a conservative Republican, actually kind of libertarian, but I am kind of okay with this law.
You're kind of not libertarian, just so you know.
Yeah.
And why don't employers...
That's certain things.
You know, perhaps, but like, let's
libertarians don't pick and choose, but that's okay, Lindsay. We'll still take you.
Employers should provide a reasonably safe atmosphere for their employees. Otherwise, they'll keep on losing them to death and dismemberment.
Right. As a conservative or a conservative libertarian leaning conservative, you should understand that the free market actually results in clean, healthy workplaces. That's what the employees are really demanding.
It's a negative externality. Governments like have laws on pollution. Why? Because there's a negative externality, and that is pollution.
But the government is the worst polluter of the entire country.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing.
Did you take the blue pill? Wait a minute. You don't sound like a libertarian, and you don't sound like a Republican. You sound like a Democrat.
I hate Democrats.
Well, I'm sorry, sweetheart, but you're making apologies like they would.
I'm not saying I necessarily agree. I say that I can appreciate
I hear this
the
negative
law.
Externality thing, and that's the blue pill. And I'm telling you, the fact is, the government is the biggest offender in this area. They rent out these lands to these logging companies or these mining companies. And then mining companies and logging companies act like renters.
I'm not saying
I'm not giving my justification for the law. I'm giving their justification.
What's your justification?
I don't have one.
I thought you said you liked the fact that there's smoking has been banned.
I like its effect on me. Like, I like going out and not being in a smoke-free bar.
Like not taking responsibility for yourself, Democrat?
I take responsibility for myself.
Well, then why can't you just not smoke when you go out?
I do smoke when I go out, when I'm in Indy.
Okay, so you appreciate it when you're in Bloomington, but it's okay when you're in Indy that you can smoke?
It's nice that you're so cavalier with other people's rights in their businesses.
You know, I'm
Lindy.
A girl, and our hair smells like smoke, and we wear clothes that have to be dry clean.
Yes, okay. Wouldn't you agree, though, that as a business owner, you should be able to decide whether or not people can smoke in your business?
I definitely agree.
So you're not necessarily for the smoking ban, even though you kind of like it?
Right.
is that as confusing to you as it is to me, man?
It's not to me. I completely understand. I prefer bars now that I don't that they're smoke free too. I really do. I would never, in my wildest dreams, imagine taking away someone's right to do what they want in their own business.
I agree.
I'm just saying
I appreciate it. Hey, I'm a first-time listener. Good show.
Well, cool. Listen to us again. We really appreciate hearing from you. We want to hear from you again, all right? So call us next Saturday, 800-259-9231, because lady listeners on Free Talk Live come first on the phones.
I was talking to a friend of mine about this term conservative and this term liberal today.
Oh, yeah. They're so meaningless.
They essentially are.
Right.
Because now I consider myself to be a conservative. I say that very often. But when I say conservative, what I mean is I'm fiscally conservative.
Okay.
But when the pro-Jesus Falwell Republicans get out there, they say they're conservative. What they mean is
They're socially conservative.
They want to take your rights away.
Meaning they want to tell you who you can have sex with and how often.
And what you can smoke and all kinds of other stuff. But I say those people aren't conservative. Those are just zealots.
Yeah, they're just control freaks.
And they say, I'm not a conservative. I'm some kind of freak.
Yeah, they're the ones that are the freaks. They're the ones that want to control other people's lives, just like the Democrats want to control your lives in the economic fashion. We're coming back with more Free Talk Live.
Useless term, conservative.
Yeah, I agree. 800-259-9231. Take control of the show.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so still plenty of time for your calls, if you make them. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. If you want to be kept up to date with what's going on with Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Sign up, and we'll send you emails whenever there's something fresh to announce. So, Manwich, you were talking about the sort of meaninglessness of conservative and liberal, and you were kind of, I think you were kind of mean to Lindsay, calling her a Democrat. Obviously, she doesn't consider herself a Democrat.
I'm sure she doesn't consider herself a Democrat. But how can you make a Republican sound like a Democrat?
When they support the government.
You just have them talk to a libertarian. Because when Republicans say, I'm conservative, they don't mean it. Like, I'm so conservative.
They fancy themselves conservative.
That I can make Republicans squeal.
Yeah. They fancy themselves as small government people. It's just that they've never really found principles. Well, I mean, if you've
been raised, most people haven't even really looked into, most conservatives that consider themselves fiscally conservative haven't really looked into what they're thinking, because fiscal conservativeness shouldn't stop at just what you're what you believe it should stop at.
Right.
You've got to really let go.
Well, that's the trick with freedom.
See how it comes out.
That's the trick with freedom, as we've pointed out so many times on this show. If you want to be free, and some of you don't. You know, some of you like to be controlled and you like living the life that you live, in which case you can have it. But if you're like me and you want to be free, you want to be more free, the real trick, the catch-22, is that you have to let everybody else have the exact same amount of freedom that you want. So if you want to be 50% more free, you have to let everybody else be 50% more free. And yes, that means that the guy down the street who does those weird things in his front lawn from time to time is going to be free to do the weird things that he likes to do. So long as he's not harming you, let him. Because that's how you're going to get your freedom back. If you want to insist on controlling other people's lives and telling business owners how to run their businesses and telling them that their employees deserve to be protected from cigarette smoke or whatever it is that you want to tell them, eventually somebody's going to come around to your business and say, oh, hey, guess what? We just passed a new law that says that you can't do blah, 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 blah on your business. Oh, what's that? You're doing blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm going to arrest you.
Yep. Sorry.
So eventually it's going to come around to you. That's a problem with having this big government that we have. Because, sure, maybe your people are in charge right now. And by the way, a lot of Republicans are kind of ticked off at what the Republicans have been doing up in Washington,
D.C. Now, you know as well as I do that my voter card still says Republican.
Okay.
I considered myself a Republican for a long time. And, you know, about 2 years into the Bush administration's when I'd finally let go. I've had it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I've slowly let go of the whole Republican thing.
Was it after you realized he hadn't vetoed a single piece of legislation?
Well, you know, what amazed me is, you know, W done grown the government more than Bubba did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Clinton couldn't have in his wildest dreams imagined growing the government without the war.
Yeah.
With the war. The problem
You're
is...
You're not exaggerating.
Is we... No, absolutely no. Not. The government's grown significantly larger.
Yes.
I think Bush grew it larger in 3 years than Clinton had in 8. And Bush has been
like
in office
that.
In yeah. Five now. Five right. years now.
I think Clinton actually vetoed a few things.
It's
old Georgie boy just doesn't even know what a veto is.
I'm signing crazy. I'm signing.
Give me that pen. What's that? There's a bill on my desk. Well, I'll sign
well,
it.
Well, the thing is Clinton had to deal with a Republican House, uh-huh. You know, with Newt in there. Newt Gingrich out there, supposedly. And everything I've read by him makes him seem like a small government conservative to me.
Whatever.
I believe it to some extent. You know, he hasn't showed me any difference.
Show me the record. Yeah.
Anyway.
Only small government
Clinton had to deal with this. He had people that disagreed with him. Bush, he's got the House, he's got the Senate, he's got the White House, the whole thing.
Got the Supreme Court now.
I mean, the Republicans got a big red carpet.
Right.
With one of those guys from the airport, like, with yeah. Two orange flashlights.
And the Republicans,
them down.
The Republicans that can actually think for themselves are starting to figure out, wait a minute. We do have control of everything in Washington, D.C. Why is it my taxes haven't been going down? Why is it that the size of government keeps going up?
Well, wasn't it DeLay that said, we've cut this government down to bare bones?
Yeah, one of their top...
what?
One of the Republican top guys in the Senate was just announcing that he couldn't cut it back any further.
It can't get any smaller. Government can't get no smaller.
We've slashed and burned, and it's just not going down any further.
Government's so small, it's insane. Yeah.
You can't see the government anymore. It's so small.
It's bigger than it was under the Democrat.
Yeah.
Evil, evil, evil people lying to the American Republicans.
The Republicans that have been paying attention and haven't been, like, hypnotized by the other talk show hosts out there, like Rush Limbaugh and those people, that haven't been hypnotized into believing every single word these punks say on the radio, are actually questioning, as they should be. They're questioning the results.
Well, you know, I believed Rush on this whole, elect Bush. He's the real conservative. I remember this. I remember in 99 they were talking about this. Was it 99? Yeah.
I remember in 2000 when the campaign signs for George W. Bush said small government.
I didn't know that they said small government because I was under the impression that it was just the mainly the way I got my news at the time was from Rush. And Rush is like, this is the real conservative. You can trust me on this one,
yeah.
Folks. You believe me when I tell you. This is the real conservative. And he's not. And now they're essentially coming out and saying, the Republicans are saying, you know, Bush never really said he was a small government conservative. We just sort of believed he was.
Oh.
And you know, what's clear to me is...
Wait a minute. You believed him again in 2004?
I did not, no.
Right, but a lot of people did.
For no good reason.
Well, and of course,
of course, Kerry looked like a really bad option.
Well, they were
right
both
now,
terrible.
But right now, I wish we had Kerry over Bush.
They would. Kerry wanted to increase the amount of troops in Iraq. He's just like George Bush. They were both in the same club in college. I wish we'd have had the libertarian candidate. The libertarian candidate over all of them. But of course, they arrested him.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Moments remain, only here till 10 o'clock Eastern. So if you wanted to get on, now would be the time. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live and you want to hear more of it, well, you can amp the show. Advertise, market, and promote. It's our little program we've created. There's over 119 Free Talk Live amplifiers so far. And all we're asking is $3 a month. Totally voluntary. I mean, we give you so much on our website. If you go to freetalklive.com, you'll find 7 months' worth of archives. You'll find live streaming, the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, all of it for free. Go find all those other talk shows, take a look at their websites, and you tell me if they give you stuff for free on their site.
No. Well, their websites stink, too. Ours is really interesting. You know, really interesting. You got the BBS,
right.
You got the Shrine of Female Listeners.
All free.
You get all those archives.
And they'll continue to be free. But, again, if you want to support the show, just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, $3 a month will become a Free Talk Live amplifier, which will help us get towards our goal, man. Which, and when we get to half of our goal, what's going to happen?
Well, we'll cut out half of, what is it?
2 minutes.
2 minutes of commercials?
We'll cut 2 minutes of commercials out of each hour of the show. And then, once we reach 100% of our goal, we will cut another 2 minutes of commercials out of each hour of the show. That's a 25% commercial reduction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so we're serious about bringing you the best possible radio show by eliminating commercials, because that's the biggest objection people have with
it
radio.
Is, absolutely, and this is sort of unheard of in the radio industry.
It really is.
It's like bringing wholesale commercials to the customer.
Plus, there's some other cool bonuses like classic archives and other things that amplifiers have access to. So get all the details, amp.freetalklive.com. We got enough time for a quick email, man, which the email address, ftl@freetalklive.com. Subject, buffing my nails.
Funny I'm doing that right now.
Manwich? Because I kind of play around with you. You in almost every night in the studio, you have this little buffer. You actually have multiple buffers. I think you have two or three different ones.
My Dead Sea Spa Care buffer.
Right. Is that what the brand name is on
that?
Well, interestingly enough, Ross in Indiana emails in. He says, Manwich, don't let them beat you up about buffing your nails. I bought a Salt of the Dead Sea fingernail care package for my wife for our anniversary this year, and I think I've used it more than she has in the month that we've had it. I can't get past the shiny smoothness of my new nail care practices.
You know, I can't either. I think it's great.
And get this. He says, plus, I get noticed at work. Buff away from Ross.
It's the truth.
You've been vindicated, man.
And I got to say that this Dead Sea buffer thing is the best one. Like,
they're paying you, by the way.
No, they're not. I've used lots of different ones.
You should call them. You've got a lifetime supply.
I've got a couple of them here.
You got the Revlon thing.
Yeah, I got a couple of Revlon ones. No, they don't work as well.
Huh.
Mm-mm.
Does that have a lifetime warranty on it?
I don't know. No, it doesn't.
So there you go. So you're not the only man in the world that buffs his nails, man. Do you feel better?
No, I don't.
Why?
I don't know. This thing sort of falls in the whole arena of Metro. And like I told you before, Metro, I believe, somewhere is in between hetero and gay.
Well,
and
you're comfortable with your sexuality, aren't you?
Well, until we get on national radio and talk about me buffing my nails during the show.
Well, you didn't do it. If you didn't do it, I wouldn't talk about it.
It's the truth.
If you'd do it at home, I'd never have known.
I don't. When am I going to be at home?
When you sleep?
Yeah, right about
bed.
Then.
Do it before bed. Anyway, 800-259-9231. But that's about all we have for tonight for you.
That's
we'll be
another
back.
One in the can.
Yeah, we'll be back Monday night. We do this 6 nights a week, by the way. So if all you get's the Saturday show, well, you can always bug your program director about it and get us on during the week. But, of course, you can just join us online at freetalklive.com and bypass all that and grab our archives. They're right there. But obviously, we'd like to be on your station live. So ask real nice, like, and things can happen. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll see you again Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, join us online and amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. Good night.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.